Rave Radio. Hello there, and I'm your host, Mark Cox, and the AV Phenom, and welcome to another episode of Cavalry Rides Reloaded, where we take a quick 10-minute romp through an hour-plus Cavalry Ride show. But before we get started, let's hear a little bit from our sponsor. Hey there, AV partners. It's Cactus Jack here to tell you a little bit about a company called Ingram Micro. If you're an AV integrator, you can't buy this stuff at the local tax store. You need a trusted partner that won't ride off into the sunset. So go over to IngramMicro.com and they'll give you the what for. Ingram Micro. Saddle up, partners. And with that, we are off into the Thanksgiving Dysfunctional Family episode of Cavalry Ride Show. And our first guest arrives via a doorbell.
Today, what I'd like to do is introduce our guests. So we're all sitting here at the Cavalry Rides compound, and I think I just heard the doorbell. Did I hear a doorbell, Corey?
Ding dong!
Ding dong! Let's go see who that is.
I think you heard a high-pitched doorbell. Actually.
I did. I heard a very high-pitched. We have a modulation issue with the doorbell.
Oh, the joys of low production value and no special effects budget. But never fear, we do get to the rest of our guests, and joining us for the first time on this show was Johnny Moda. How are you, Johnny?
I'm well, and I'm glad to be on this dysfunctional episode, family, fun time, filled goodness with all my friends here.
We were also joined by Scott Tyner, who gave us a little insight into what it was like in Maine in November.
I'm a little chilly up here in Maine, where it's in the middle of a big snowstorm.
For those of you unfamiliar with Scott, he works at Bates College and has a very interesting title.
Assistant Director of User Services.
Wow. And your business card is how long?
That's actually the short title, to be honest with you.
We also get a visit from Gina Sansevero for the first time, who happens to bring her own beverage.
I'm drinking my family's homemade wine right now. Actually, it's the last gallon, so we better go ahead and start bottling this year's very soon because I'm almost out.
Maybe tonight.
That means it's time to clean the bathtub.
Now, Gina works for FSR Inc., and we ask her, Gina, what does FSR stand for?
Well, if you ask the people who work there, it stands for friends, siblings, and relatives, because there are a lot of people who know each other who work for the company. But it actually stands for Fitzsimmons, Sandry, and Rodriguez, I believe.
We also ask Gina about her on-again, off-again gambling relationship with commercial integrator editor Craig McCormick and what she's losing.
Well, I'm not losing anything but pride at this point. So he makes me wear different Pats gear and then post it on Twitter or whatever he wants me to post it on. So last time I lost, it was he sent me a Pats woolly cap, and I put it on and had to take a picture and posted that. And then this time when I lost, he sent me his own Pats T-shirt, I guess, where he had worn it for the past 3 weeks and they won all 3 weeks, so it's kind of has a winning stink on it, and I had to wear that. So what I ended up doing was I kind of rubbed it and I got the whole lucky mojo thing off of it. So now the Pat's shirt that he's going to get back from me is a jet stinky shirt.
And this story, oddly enough, inspires some heavy breathing by a mystery caller.
Well, we've got a heavy breather. I think your story has excited somebody.
Yes.
So everybody make sure you're not breathing into your microphone.
Oh, by the way, we have a phone caller on. The phone caller's gone. Oh, guess what? The breathing went.
Okay, McCormick, we know it was you. Fess up. Well, all this talk of relationships and betting brought up another sore subject that I myself had promised that I wouldn't bring up. And I didn't, but apparently Gina and Scott didn't get the memo.
Okay. Mark, I'm sure that's because he makes you do his dishes, right?
Yes.
Oh,
now I promised now, not to bring it up.
There was a promise.
Oh,
that
I'm sorry.
Get blown up again.
I apologize.
You can bring it up all you want.
I was going to ask if it was all right if my ex-girlfriend came over after Thanksgiving to do the dishes, but
is your girlfriend there?
Bailey was here.
God, I don't know. Check the kitchen.
No, I have no girlfriend, Gina. I don't know what you're talking about.
Your ex, is she there doing the dishes?
No. Oh, God. This is... Hey, are we going to go on for years with this?
And to that question, I answer, the internet lives forever. Well, we do move on to my relationship with Corey as well.
Wow.
So, and then Corey...
Yes.
How many times have you quit Cavalry in the 5 months that we've been?
I've never threatened to quit. What are you talking?
Oh, I think you've threatened to quit. How many times has that been? How many times have we broke up?
I'm guessing we've broken up at least 4 times.
And apparently, the 5th time seems to stick. Well, with a show predicated on hashtags and Twitter handles, how could we not tell a story about nicknames?
You know, when I used to work at this company, iWired, I was a salesman and I'd turn in orders, and we had this guy that processed orders, and he would pick out, like, he would just make sure that whatever I put on the order was actually on the ticket, right? And one day I'm walking up to him and I'm like, hey, good job catching those mistakes. And he goes, that's why they call me the web, because I catch all the mistakes. and he had given himself the nickname the web, to which I don't
get it.
You can't to give which, yourself a nickname.
Exactly, Johnny. To which I responded, Johnny.
Hey, we got Kelly Ware.
So I responded to him. Only jackasses give themselves their own nicknames, right? And the other day, Corey's on Twitter, and something comes up about New York, and Corey's like, hey, they call me Five Boroughs, don't they, Phenom? And I'm like, well, you call you Five Boroughs. I don't know if anybody else calls you Five Boroughs.
Oh, no, they do. They do. But anybody who knows me and worries about it, they call me Five Boroughs.
So, but then I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, has anybody really ever called me AV Phenom? I think I gave myself that nickname.
So apparently I brought the jackass and Gina brought the AV puppy.
Hey, Gina, guess what? You're responsible for hashtag AV puppy.
Well, it's not all hashtags and nicknames. There is some AV. And in Soundcheck with Chuck Espinoza, we get to talk to Bailey LaBrie, the manager of DITM. And she tells us about her experience with one sound person up in Canada.
No, she wasn't causing any trouble. She was our sound person we hired.
Okay. She was,
I hired her with money as a sound person for a heavy metal show we were putting on in a local club. And I thought she was doing such a horrible job. I really thought she was just wasting my time and money. And so she got a little lippy with me, so I had to throw her right out of there.
So Bailey becomes a bouncer, and Chuck bounces into a conversation with DITM producer Pete about some of the equipment he saw in the studio on one of their videos.
What kind of mic, number one, what kind of mic did you have? And number two, what kind of, like, canopy was that?
Well, that canopy was a $25 IKEA children's bed canopy.
So in true AV fashion, Pete also does whatever it takes to get the job done. And speaking about jobs getting done, we talk a little bit about what would happen if Amazon actually started using drones to deliver packages.
Hey, Chuck, since you're into shotguns, my question is, if the FAA did change their minds and the drones start going, how long till the UPS guys started shooting Amazon drones like Skeet?
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Let's see, about that long.
Exactly. However long it takes to make a pump action.
Pull! And finally, we wrap up with one last story about the beginnings of the internet. Sorry, Al Gore, it wasn't you.
When Scott's internet goes down, he uses an ancient Maine Indian trick, and he puts ones and zeros up with smoke signals.
Through.
It's Native American internet from the 1850s.
That was like the dorkiest thing I've heard in a long time. It was so funny.
I agree. That was so dork.
And there you have it, an hour plus Cavalry Ride show wrapped up in under 10 minutes in this episode of Cavalry Reloaded. Go back and listen to the full episode at raveradio.com. I'm Mark Coxon, and you're welcome.